from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And it looks like our governor, Josh Shapiro, has intervened in this story of U.S. Steel and Nippon and where we stand now with this really important economic engine in this region.
Yes, Larry. Yesterday morning, Marty Griffin reported that sources were telling him that Josh Shapiro was personally involved in this, that apparently talking with all the parties, not just the U.S. Steel, but also the United Steelworkers and the Biden administration. Reports were saying out of Washington yesterday was going to be the day that President Biden blocked the potential sale to Nippon Steel. That did not happen, so that would lend some more credibility. Then later in the day, yesterday, the Shapiro administration releasing a statement that basically left no doubt that's exactly what's going on. So Marty had that first, and you heard it here first on KDK Radio.
Why is that important? Because we don't want this politicized, and yet it is in the moment, many believe. So they want to give this a chance. And as Marty and I discussed yesterday, Marty believes they want to find a way to keep U.S. Steel here in Pittsburgh and to get that money to upgrade the Mon Valley Works.
The statement, by the way, from the governor, to your point here, said the last thing we need now, and this is his words, is irresponsible political rhetoric and threats against the workers. And I think that pretty much indicates the direction that he's moving in.
And we believe that Josh Shapiro has some juice with the Democratic Party,
well,
especially.
Not only that, Larry, but Marty also said that President Biden was reportedly surprised to be getting pushback on this, that he thought that he had broad support for blocking the sale, and that's not the case. So I guess that they're having another look at things.
And it would, I guess, pay dividends to just let it breathe for a minute here until they figure it out.
Thankfully, we have a weekend for things to simmer down a little bit, and maybe people can make some progress in discussions.
Speaking of the weekend,
Kamala Harris is staying at the William Penn Hotel for a few days. I wonder if they clean up Smithfield Street temporarily during her stay or shuttle the vagrants away so she doesn't see them.
That's Colin Dunlap, our afternoon host, and yes.
So it's an interesting question that he's asking, Larry.
Yeah, and Marty was the first to identify that it would be the William Penn, the historic hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, where Kamala Harris is headquartered for the weekend.
And, Larry, as I learned from Marty, she's going to be in the presidential suite for these next few days, and that entire floor is obviously now out of bounds, but also the floor above and the floor below. Three whole floors of that hotel. A former Secret Service agent, retired now, Ron Layton, who's a good friend of ours, had some things to say about this. Here's one of them.
William Penn Hotel will be transformed into the temporary residence of the vice president.
Nice.
So what that really means is that every communications and security capability has to be recreated at the William Penn.
That's a massive job right there.
Big, big, big job. And I'm sure that it's a big bill that they will get because it's not free.
Oh, can you imagine what they're going to pay to have space on three floors set aside?
Plus,
not cheap at all.
Marty and I also discussed, Marty said they have to import this bulletproof glass that they have to move around and secure parts of the hotel. So it's a fortress of the William Penn. And this all leading up to her preparation as Donald Trump also prepares for the debate that is Tuesday night in Philadelphia. And 9 o'clock on ABC and KDK Radio, we will be covering it in its entirety. We also have a team assembled kind of pregame leading up to the debate on Tuesday night.
And the format for that debate, just to make sure that everybody knows, is the similar to format that the Biden debate. Muted microphones, no notes, no audience.
I'm sure it will be a point of interest, regardless of your party, regardless of your political interest, just to see how these two battle it out on Tuesday night.
I would assume the people who even have their minds made up are going to watch anyway, just to see what happens, right?
Yeah. Then Kamala Harris will come back the next day on September 11th to commemorate Flight 93 in Shanksville at the National Memorial. The Pittsburgh Steelers kick off the season in Atlanta against the Falcons, and there's some question now about who the starting quarterback might be.
Yes, Russell Wilson apparently is having a flare-up of this calf injury. He injured his calf. It was a strain, I guess they say, on the first day of training camp as he was pushing what amounts to a blocking sled to build up strength in the legs. And so apparently it stiffened up on him at practice yesterday. And now the question is, will he be able to practice today? Because that's going to determine, probably to a certain degree, I would imagine it would determine whether or not Justin Fields is going to start. And for me, Larry, what this does is it reignites the entire debate that's been going on in Steelers Nation concerning should it be Wilson or should it be Fields as the starting quarterback. And there's been a lot of support for Fields, much more than I would have thought before.
I guess we'll see how it goes at practice, or as Coach Tomlin would say, it will reveal itself.
I guess Jeff will be there.
Yes. Yeah. My suggestion is Ben Gay. Use Ben Gay and wrap your calf and get out there and play.
Now, what I would do would be BioFreeze. It certainly doesn't smell as bad as Ben Gay.
Good point.
Wow.
So that's what people are talking about. Last night, the NFL season kicked off in Kansas City, and the Baltimore Ravens were close, but too bad they lost. They had a toe tap at the end of the game, the back of the end zone, called a touchdown catch on the field, and replay revealed there was a toe touch to the end line, so no touchdown, and the Chiefs prevail.
That's a darn shame.
It is.
I know I'm all broken up over it.
Busted up over it.
You know, there are on occasion in the NFL occasions where I'm happy about someone losing a game, and
that's one of them.
This is one of those occasions.
The Ravens.
There's one that's even more special to me, though.
Oh.
And that's on Thanksgiving when the Cowboys lose.
At Jerry Jones.
What a piece of work that guy is, huh?
Oh, man.
Have you heard about the contract deal down there with Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite the situation.
So where does it stand today?
It's unresolved. They're going to start the season without a deal, without a new deal. So,
Aaron, are you going to watch the Steelers game Sunday? You're going to have to. Vinny's going to be watching.
You know I will.
Yeah.
And he has two older brothers, and I always tell them it's really a scene when the three of them are watching the Steelers. it's a situation, but I will definitely be tuned in.
Well, by the way, last night, did you see who was in the audience or in the
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she was in a box, but she wasn't seated. They're making a big deal of this with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Mm.
Apparently, they did separate things. She was with the Kelce clan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And they were wearing, his mom. I saw her hugging mom.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
She was close with the parents last night.
Yeah, and she was wearing...
Oh, that's sweet. That's good to see.
Right. I love how they analyze every little thing about this woman. Like she was wearing a blue bustier or...
Yeah.
She's a superstar.
With red boots.
You know, I mean, that's what happens.
Right.
Yeah, this is what happens. They follow Marty around like
easily
this, too.
Easily one of the most photographed, if not the most photographed person on the planet right now is Taylor Swift. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and the NFL loves it. Don't let anybody fool you. They absolutely love it.
Oh, she's drawing attention.
She's doing them a huge favor. Yes.
Yeah, right. She's drawing attention they would not otherwise get.
By the way, Damar Hamlin, who played at the University of Pittsburgh, you know, that incredible story. It's now a season, two seasons ago, when his heart stopped, cardiac arrest, is starting for the Buffalo Bills.
I saw that headline yesterday, and it just made me feel so good.
It's actually remarkable. He says, Damar Hamlin says, it's the first time since his cardiac arrest that he finally feels himself again, physically.
That's great.
So he, you know, at a high level, you cannot play in the NFL, folks, if you are not in the best shape.
And what he's doing off the field in getting, what do they call these defibrillators? What, it's an AED, is that it?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
He's getting these out and having people learn how to use them.
Well, because of him.
Invaluable. And he's getting attention that issue wouldn't ordinarily get because of his profile in football.
Ohio passed a law saying that automatic external defibrillators, AED, must be in schools and sports venues. They must have accessibility. So he's had an impact. It's been a remarkable story. And a Central Catholic grad, hometown native, and obviously a proud Pitt man, too.
And we're proud of him.
Yeah, Damar Hamlin starting for the Bills in Arizona this weekend. Facing James Conner.
Oh, that's right.
Plays
that's
for
right.
the Cardinals.
And, by the way, speaking of Pitt, you guys are headed to, what, Cincinnati?
Yes, the Cincinnati Bearcats. And the Big 12, old Big East rivals with the Panthers, will kick off at 12:03 Saturday from the university's stadium there, Nippert, historic Nippert Stadium.
In the Queen City.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just a few minutes, we're going to go live to AccuWeather, get a fix on this front that's coming. It'll transition us from what ended up being hot afternoons, but we still had these cool mornings at 57 right now. It's pretty comfortable out, Paul, but we're going to get a little rain and maybe some thunderstorms as early as this afternoon. We'll get the details with Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist in charge.
And speaking of low temperatures, I was looking ahead into next week. Well, actually, even on Sunday, 45 for a low, 47 on Monday. Wow.
I'm going to ask Joe, about the possibility of a first frost next week.
Clearly. And then after the cool weekend, it kind of slowly warms back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back up into the low 80s the rest of the week next week. Perfect football weather on Saturday. Sunny and 81. Yeah. That's next Saturday.
Yeah, we've got the backyard brawl next Saturday as West Virginia will come back to Acrisure. 3:30 kickoff.
That's what I was thinking.
Next Saturday, yeah. 72,000 people plus were there 2 years ago. The largest sporting crowd ever in Pittsburgh of any sport, of any event. So we're going to have more of the same. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter what the weather is in Atlanta Sunday at 1. They have a retractable little dome. They can open the Mercedes-Benz roof. And
how much of it opens, Larry?
It's not a full, you know, it's kind of like in Dallas where they had, remember they used to have
the hole in the roof gang.
Yeah. But they can seal it up if necessary. So either way, there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans in Atlanta for this game, including our own Lynn Hayes Freeland. I'll be anxious to talk to her on Tuesday about what the experience was like. But here's Coach Mike Tomlin yesterday as he faced the media horde.
Man, a really good work day today. Classroom this morning focuses on some areas of special teams as a collective. But just in general, we're moving forward with the process, man, starting to get into some situational ball, which is appropriate on the regular in-season Thursday. We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Got some post-practice prep for that. Just like the overall tone of the group and focus, but obviously more of it is needed as we get closer to game time. From a practice participation standpoint, some of the partial participants from yesterday all really took a step forward. Most of them were full participants today. Russ Wilson was a limited participant today. His calf got tight, so we wanted to exercise some precaution. We'll see what tomorrow looks like, kind of go from there. Questions?
Mike, what are any long-term concerns about Russ's calf?
None.
When did he report to Titans?
He was a limited participant.
Like same calf as training camp?
Yes.
How much does that impact game planning for Sunday?
It really doesn't. At all, to be honest with you.
Does he have to go get a look at or examined by anybody?
We probably will, just to exercise an abundance of precaution.
Mike, what's your opinion of Justin's readiness? Everybody got to go to him.
I'm extremely comfortable if that is the case, certainly.
Well, there you go. That was 1 minute of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, very businesslike.
I love how he handles the media.
He's just, you know, matter of fact, we're moving ahead. This is what happened, and here's where we're headed.
Well, the key from that conversation for me is the question about, is this a long-term concern? And Mike Tomlin says no in terms of Russell Wilson's calf. So that's where we are starting the season.
And so Jeff's reports this morning indicate that we'll know this morning if he's able to practice where we stand.
If there's an issue that will prevent him from playing, now that's another big issue. And obviously, as you just heard, Coach Tomlin feels comfortable if he has to go with Joe Fields. And there's some talk that we may see him anyway in certain situations.
I think Bill Cowher even said that in his back and forth on CBS Mornings with Nate Burleson. And I would say this, too. If it turns out that Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday in Atlanta, that's going to give the fans who've been clamoring for that the ammo they've been looking for. It's going to pour some gasoline on that fire.
Yeah,
there's a lot of support for him to be the starter.
So here's what Steelers former head coach and NFL Hall of Famer and hometown guy Bill Cowher said yesterday on CBS.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're going to be solid on defense. I still think they got the best defensive player in the league in T.J. Watt and Highsmith on the other side. They get that pick up Patrick Queen in the offseason in free agency. And Russell Wilson. I mean, they're going to get back to running the football. They got an offensive line that has not come together yet. I think that's the biggest thing. They will get better as the year goes on because of Arthur Smith's offense. He's going to try to feature the running game, the play action game to George Pickens. And there'll be a little package of plays for Justin Fields.
Of course.
Don't worry. We'll see him.
And there you have it. And Arthur Smith was the head coach in Atlanta, so there's some intrigue there. And Kirk Cousins was acquired by the Falcons. He is 36 years old, obviously spent his career with the Vikings, and they consider him to be a blue-chip player, so we'll see.
Well, he's also considered to be a sitting duck. He's not as mobile as he used to be. I have a sneaking suspicion that the big story coming out of the game on Sunday will be how the Steelers sacked him repeatedly.
Well, and the fact that Cousins is coming off a season-ending Achilles injury and entering, you know.
Well, he's been a very good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but when you're 36-year-old, you're not going to be able to run away from guys like T.J. Watt so quickly, huh?
And you know what people will be watching, too, this weekend? Aaron Rodgers, who missed the entire season last year.
Can he pick it up where he left off?
With an Achilles issue.
Is it going to be the old Aaron Rodgers, or is it going to be old Aaron Rodgers, right?
We'll know when he comes out of his ayahuasca wigwam.
Out of a sweat lodge.
Yes, we'll find out. All right, we're going to check on that AccuWeather forecast for the weekend. We got some showers coming today. Live to AccuWeather's headquarters, meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
So we got a little something-something coming with this cold front.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably going to be a line of thunderstorms that will approach as we get toward about 7 o'clock this evening. So, you know, from the city on north and west, that's where I'm most nervous about it affecting, you know, like high school football games. Areas to the south and east, it may hold off until 9 or 10 o'clock, so maybe we can get those contests in without any delays. But that's the time that we're looking at. And it's probably going to be some lightning and gusty winds, brief little downpours, but obviously the lightning is the biggest concern.
Yeah, when they see that, they got to wait. I think it's at least 30 minutes before they can, and it's usually longer. And sometimes last week on Friday night, a couple of the games, they just called it completely.
Yeah, so that's something we've got to watch out for this evening. That's with a cold front that'll come charging through the area. And it means business. It's going to be cool behind this thing for the weekend. We're not getting out of the 60s tomorrow or on Sunday, although it dries out fairly quickly tomorrow, maybe a shower early, and then some afternoon sun breaks through, more sunshine Sunday. Then after that, it's going to be a quick rebound, and next week is going to be fantastic. Once this front gets through and it dries out, we're going to go into an extended stretch of very dry weather. Very dry.
How dry?
Like no rain at all, probably for like 10 days.
Wow.
Oh, that's not good.
And we're...
No, it's not good.
And Joe, we're about more than an inch behind for the year? Was that what it was? Or was that last month?
Last month, we had a good month. We had a good finish to the month, so we ended up being above normal for the month. But for the year as a whole, we're right around average, and we're right on the edge of where it's okay versus not okay. Southwest of here, they're in really bad shape across much of western West Virginia, southern and eastern Ohio, even to portions of Kentucky. Pretty bad drought conditions, and it's only going to get worse over the next couple of weeks across those areas.
Joe, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Just want to take a couple of minutes, Paul, and introduce you to, you know, we talked about high school football games, and we also talked about, don't forget, the band. A lot of people just go to support the bands, too. And joining us from Gateway High School is band director Ryan Mosser. Is it Mosser?
It's Moser, actually.
Moser, okay. I want to make sure I got you right, Ryan. Because anybody listening that knows you will be like, hey, Lair, come on, man, you're a professional. So how many members do you have in your band at Gateway?
Currently, we have 64 members in our band, and that's including our color guard and some percussion in the front.
And this is, for those that don't know, this is an all-in effort, you know, by you and all the students who participate, right?
Oh, definitely. We rehearse twice a week, and our band actually does some competitions. So we're frequently playing football games, and then on the weekends going on the road to play for other bands and see if we can score some points for our championship that happens later in the season.
You know, I remember my friends that I was in choir, but my friends, a lot of them were in either symphonic or the marching band. The amount of hours that you guys put in, people don't realize how much time you devote to this.
Yeah, we definitely spend a lot of time. If you see the football team practicing, we're usually out there somewhere else doing the same thing.
All right, now, what's the hardest song that the band has to play? Do you do any Taylor Swift stuff, or what's your favorite?
Typically, our band is, we're a competitive band. So our hardest thing to do is what we do for halftime. We do a competitive show that ranges a wide range of music. And then usually we're playing the popular tunes in the stands for the game itself. But usually our main effort is for halftime.
So you have a lot of supporters, too, that come to the football games to see the band.
We do. We have a great band parents association that helps with everything that we need. They're traveling with us all the time, coming to the competitions, seeing us, helping set up. We have a show ourselves that we host, and they are vital for volunteering for that kind of event.
Now, will you entertain a guest participant, maybe with a harmonica or an accordion?
We've had some guest drummers before, that's for sure. I don't know that a harmonica could be heard, but, you know, we can always give that a try.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Tonight we're at Plum, and then tomorrow we're at Kiske for a competition.
Well, good luck, Ryan. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and a salute to everybody who participates in the bands for high school football. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan Moser, the band director at Gateway High School.
It just isn't a great football game without a good band.
You know, I'm looking at Pat Septak, our news editor. He could jump in with his accordion, too.
Either that or do drum major.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis and Monrovia. I don't know you realize Marty Griffin was a drum major at Central.
I didn't know that. That's super cool.
Of course not.
He wasn't? He was.
Okay. No.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, let's talk about where you're going to be finding some slow traffic here this morning. Ross Police reporting the overnight paving along McKnight Road has gone into overtime. That means you will not be able to cross McKnight Road from Seabird. If you're traveling from the area of Thompson Run Road on Seabird, police are recommending that you avoid the area. Northbound McKnight is especially heavy approaching Seabird this morning. Parkway West inbound, heavy on the front side of Greentree Hill ahead of the Fort Pitt tunnels, and you're lining up on the Parkway East between Wilkinsburg and Edgewood Swiss Vale. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.